Well, we're looking at a warm and humid start to the week. That's right, much like last week was. Remember how warm and humid it felt for most of the week? We finally got that cold front roll through here late Friday and Friday evening with some showers and storms. Turned to cooler for the weekend, but it sure hasn't lasted long, which has been the case all fall. We've not been able to get into a pattern where we cool off and stay there. So temperatures today reach the upper 70s. Not terribly warm, but you'll notice the humidity too. And there will be a few showers from time to time as a warm front pushes to the north. But that warm front will move into southeastern Georgia this afternoon and tonight, and that will take most of the rainfall with it. So a good part of the day today will have dry conditions. In fact, the 11:01 starting time for the Veterans Parade this morning, looking at a partly cloudy sky. A few brief showers will be possible. Temperatures will be in the 70s. Overall, not too bad. Just have a poncho in case we do get one of those showers to move overhead. And then tomorrow looks to be a really warm day. We're into low 80s ahead of a cool front that will produce a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder tomorrow afternoon and evening. We turn cooler again Wednesday, but once again, it's only briefly. Winds will shift to out of the northeast off the cooler Atlantic. It'll be sort of a raw day at the beaches. There'll be a gusty wind, and there will be some rain at times Wednesday. Now, Thursday, the front goes back to the north as a warm front, so here we go again. We warm up again on Thursday up to at least 80 degrees or so, the way it looks. But there will be some showers and thunderstorms, particularly in the afternoon and evening, and that's finally with a stronger cold front that looks like it'll send this moisture and the humidity well off to the south and east for at least a few days. So Friday, clearing skies, cooler, and high temperatures that'll only be in the upper 60s. That's the cold front I was talking about and gave you the first alert about last week. It's just that I've delayed its strong movement in here about 48 hours. Again, it briefly gets in here Wednesday, goes back north as a warm front Thursday, and then finally gets its push through here solidly on Friday. And that's when we can expect much cooler temperatures to last for at least a little while, headed right on into the upcoming new weekend. In fact, there'll still be some inland lows, perhaps in the 30s by the weekend. Meanwhile, the tropics, we may not be done yet. Just a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks left in the hurricane season, but we have a disturbance well to the northeast of the Caribbean, east of the and southeast of the Bahamas that has the potential to develop and could become Patty over the next few days. All indications are right now that this system will gradually turn northward very near the Bahamas and keep this steering pattern would keep it generally east of Florida, but it will be something to watch carefully. It appears that the storm system moving over Florida by Thursday and Friday will sort of pick up this disturbance, which again could be Patty by late in the week, and should turn it more north and then northeast, and that would steer it away from not only Florida but the entire east coast of the United States. But something to keep in mind, we don't appear to be quite done yet with the tropics and the hurricane season, which of course officially goes through November 30th. There's more, as always, in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.